This week on The Bachelor, Brendan and Piper still remain on the beach, but for how much longer? Then, Mari finally gets her time in the Boom Boom Room with Kenny, but will Demi come between them once again? And Natasha is given a second chance at love, but will Dr. Joe mend her broken heart? Plus, Joe and Serena share their falling in love with each other, and Kendall is there to watch it all unfold. It's the hottest Bachelor in Paradise ever! This is The Bachelor!
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Pat Carey Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And we are back with only one episode this week. I actually need to know, is this every week now?
I mean, they're saying next week too. I think it's whenever there's football.
And there's football now until
and we're
the
like,
New Year,
whenever so. Football yeah. is.
Yeah. Football doesn't...
I don't know what the rules are, but... I don't know if it's
football
like
isn't going to take a sabbatical for the Bachelor in Paradise. I think we're Tuesdays now.
I was like, I don't know if it's like once a year, like the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Or
Chris actually tweeted something from Bachelor the other day about it only being on Tuesday this week, and use this much needed time to hang out with friends and family.
It was like a sarcastic tweet for sure. And then Mike Fleiss, the executive producer, fucking retweeted it. Who's like such a little troll monster. Like he wants people to hate him. He'll constantly post like huge announcement regarding The Bachelor. And then he'll be like, The Bachelor's favorite ice cream is vanilla.
Can I just say that I think Donald Trump has hacked Mike Fleiss's Twitter. And I think that actually... because of the whole like huge announcement, should I make a big announcement today? What's gonna happen? Like, it's so much.
Kay, don't even. I like literally just started thinking about how someone from Bachelor could end up being the president, which like probably could happen. Imagine Mike Fleiss is the president of the United States.
Maybe.
I mean,
that's how all these people win Dancing with the Stars. They're like super fans of the Bachelor, so that's why all they win. Watch, I bet you any money Matt James wins Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
because it's all these crazy ABC Bachelor fans that go and watch.
As long as Aunt Becky's daughter doesn't win, everything will be okay with me.
Dancing with the Stars gets more like, obviously half of these people are going to be much better at dancing than the other half. Like Suni Lee, the world renowned gymnast, I hope can dance a little
bit. JoJo Siwa? Hello? Yeah,
she's like a professional dancer.
That's why she's famous.
She got her start on Dance Moms.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, JoJo Siwa on Dance Moms. Dance Moms is amazing. I've never seen more physical fights with grown women.
I mean,
and JoJo Siwa's mom is no exception. That's why JoJo Siwa is so famous, because her mom was willing to literally throw down with Abby Lee Miller. But anyway, we digress.
All right, so make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod, obviously, because Mike Fleiss has been tweeting us. You should obviously be retweeting us. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown.
Mike Fleiss, I mean, to put a kind of a bow on the Mike Fleiss is the guy who created The Bachelor, right? That's who he is. And I mean, that's time plus money plus Twitter is like the Long Island iced tea of cocktails. Like, it's just a bad thing that's going to happen. So, I mean, it just makes perfect sense that Mike Fleiss has nothing but time, nothing but money, nothing but Twitter. And he's just on there doing...
Reading just random propaganda. Like, that's it.
I wonder
Wasting everyone else's time who doesn't have the money to waste.
Right.
You know, like, who doesn't have the money and the ability.
I'm looking up his net worth. I bet it's a shit ton.
Looking up his net worth. Yeah.
I mean, shit. $140 million.
And that's probably on the low. I mean, come on.
And that's, I mean, I don't believe these websites that know this, but it's...
I mean, we're doing a podcast that has nothing to do with the show that's on about the show.
Yeah,
so,
amen.
You know, so he's making dough. But this was, I kind of, One episode a week, I felt like refreshed and recharged. To to your tweet's point,
yeah,
I did feel good about one episode this week.
I felt yes, the same, and I liked that it was on Tuesday. I was happy with this week, to be honest. Yeah. The schedule wise, and the episode was good.
It had a lot to talk about.
All right. Well, first, Joe and Demi stormed the beach like it's Normandy, and they forgot their weapons in the ocean.
Then Brendan and Piper say goodbye to the remaining robot followers they have.
Natasha is given a much-deserved second chance at love.
Yet another Blake enters the Bachelor stratosphere.
Dr. Joe is finally allowed out of his hotel room to mend Natasha's heart, non-surgically, of course.
And finally, Joe and Serena say they love you to each other while Kendall watches with a group of people.
I mean, also, before we get into this, did you guys know that Tia is a doctor?
What?
Like, I was like saying how this is.
And I both at the same time.
No, like, so I'm on a group text with
my. What type of doctor?
A doctor of physical therapy, which, no. I mean, still, she has a doctorate. My friend Kate that I watch this, her and her husband watching will like text, and me and her husband were talking about how Tia was not the brightest bulb. And she was like, yeah, but isn't it crazy that she's a literal doctor? And I was like, that can't possibly be true. And she's like, no, it's definitely true. And I was like, I need like hard proof. And it's in her bio is DPT and it's doctor of physical therapy. And then I found the post from 2018 where she's like, I'm officially a doctor of physical therapy.
Wow. Good for, I mean, we're going to get to this later. She's my crush this week. I mean, I remember her from Colton season. I think she's only ever been on ATV dates.
Well, she was on
all she's ever done.
She was on whose season was she on? Because Colton was.
I thought it was Colton.
Ari's.
I think Colton was Paradise. Was her?
Oh, okay. You're right. It was Ari. I'm sorry about that. The Ari season, but her and Ari did. I remember because Ari went to visit her family and it was like, this ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like they were at like the pig farm, mm-hmm. you know, ATVing.
Yeah.
Ari was worried about his Ferragamos or something. And I just was like, but.
Yeah. Because I was like, I thought she owned a prom dress store, but that's Raven.
prom dress store.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. She just came off so cool on this episode.
She did because every time we've seen her before, she gives a like a kind of all like a whiny, desperate kind of vibe. And this one, she was just like, yeah, I love tattoos. He's hot. Let's make out. Like,
yeah,
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, finding out that she is so smart really changed my perception on her because I was like,
I'm with you.
I was like, she doesn't know anything. And then I'm like, oh, she's a doctor who's just like, yeah, let's fucking have fun. Let's party. I'm rich. I don't care. Because she even said she's like, I already have my own house when she was talking to him.
I now it's all kind of coming together in that way. Like, I'm about to pick up my phone and look through Raya right now.
I was just going to say,
right.
Not with Blake.
Raya, Raya, which won't approve me, mind you. Uh-oh. But Jared and Tia would actually be a cute couple.
No, I would have to really disappoint my mom with some tattoos and my grandma.
And you're not ready for that.
You can't
do that on Yom Kippur. You can't get buried. Not on Yom Kippur week.
Yeah, you show up to Yom Kippur to announce you can never be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I'm out, everybody. I had to get this, scripture on my arm for a woman.
All right, so let's name that episode. God, I was trying to think of something really clever, but...
me too. I couldn't. I'm already looking, and I think Jared's is the best.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. So I said the island has spoken, but I also kind of wanted to just like lean on Brendan's self-title of Joe's Disgruntled Females.
LOL. I said something's in the water. I tried.
I said Avengers Assemble.
I love that one.
I love that one too.
I get off to some Marvel stuff, so let's go.
Let's just jump right into it because we're already, it starts with the most interesting part. So Piper and Brendan are talk. Piper and Brendan, I mean,
they're just bad at all of this.
They're bad at lying. They're bad at pretending. And Demi is like, we need to talk to them. So then Joe, Mopey Joe, and 19 women charge at Brendan and Piper. Like, do you watch American Horror Story at all?
No.
There's like a season where they're in like it's Roanoke, and they're like in the haunted house at Roanoke, and they're like, what is that? And there's like Kathy Bates coming with a pitchfork and like a burning a torch, and she has like everyone behind her, like Lady Gaga and Leslie Jordan, and they're all coming to burn Sarah Paulson's house down. And I was like, that is Mopey Joe leading the pack of
I thought it was so interesting. Mopey Joe, like, it starts with Natasha like explaining to everybody what happened, and then
yeah,
you watch Jesenia and Demi try to co-opt like Natasha's whole story. They're like, yeah, we have spots taken away from us, and you want to be like, shut up, Natasha's the one that got screwed,
right? Hello.
I did think though, like, I'm like, because they're all like, no one's reacting like they were for Chris and Elena. But I'm like, but Natasha like was just handling it so well that people, I feel like, didn't understand
how bad she was feeling.
Because I'm like, she seemed fine. So like, if I was there, I would have been like, she seems fine.
Well, they also make reference. They're like, nobody liked Chris. Chris saw nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kay. But yeah. They say that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it shows you it was very high school. Brendan and Piper had allies. Brendan, you know, you could even see Mopey Joe was conflicted about going over. He was like, let me get the whole story. It's like, Joe, the whole story's already happened. What are you talking about? And then, you know, Serena is nowhere to be seen during this whole scene. And
which
I thought it was
you know when someone's friend is wrong is when their best friend disappears when the shit starts to go down, because totally. That's the exact same thing I would do, is like, oh, I gotta just go back. Wash my hair, I have
so
a Zoom
awkward.
call.
She totally backed away from the situation. And then you have, I thought Brendan and Piper, if anything, you saw their true personalities in this moment. Like Brendan, Mr. I can't, all of a sudden, Mr. Bumbly has got a lot to say and is pretty well spoken.
Yeah.
He turned so Boston. He's like, what up, kid? You coming over? You talking? You know, he's like, what up, Joey? Hey, yo, Joey Big Bags, what's going on, bro? And you're like, Brendan, when did you turn into a guy hanging out at Capo?
Yeah.
On a Saturday night. Like, what's going on?
I totally agree. I was like, this is a very different person than we've seen the whole time, which I guess we haven't seen him like mad, but still. And then Demi, the things he was saying, anytime someone uses the word females,
it was
so Boston Southie douche bro. If you know the area, you've met that guy. Like, the way he was coming at it was, the minute it got confrontational, he's like, yo, Joey and his band of females, you know, it's like demeaning. It's really like trying to like elevate you. Like, just it was like a chef's kiss moment to me, because I was like, look at the true color. And Piper too. You know, Piper spoken like a true recent college graduate thinking too much of their degree.
I passed out when she's like, I have a master's in marketing. I know how to get followers if I want to.
Congrats, babe. Like, you better update your LinkedIn real quick, because...
excuse us, Piper. I didn't realize someone's going to be able to use, you know, an Instagram account for a major corporation. Ooh! You know, like, what are we...
Yeah, I'm like, that's not... I loved that, because I'm like, if she thought that's what getting a master's in marketing was for?
Is about. In college, we used to call the marketing degree people building blocks educations. Like, it was like...
Oh, no. I mean, my degree is in, like, mass community. I changed my major, like, 5 times, and finally I was just like, what's the easiest thing to get me out of here on time? Mass communications, amazing.
Love I'm it. Somebody posted a tweet and it was really funny. It was a screenshot of her and Brendan in the SCV leaving, like looking totally defeated in silence. And they zoomed in on her face and they were like, when you have to use your marketing degree now, like that yeah. is well, literally when, it.
Even when Marissa said, cause he's like, I'm like getting myself out of this situation. And Marissa's like, you're getting yourself out of this exact moment or you're leaving paradise. And he was like, what? And she's like,
none of your fucking business.
No, I love that she repeated. He's like, wait, what? And she was like, are you getting out of this exact moment or are you leaving paradise? And that's, yeah, he lost his mind. I think, he started talking such shit about Deandra. Nobody wants to talk to her. Natasha wouldn't have a chance talking to anybody here. Like, she's all thatted Natasha, but like without the happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was an amazing, I do have this belief that there's an acknowledgement on the show of followers, but also the acknowledgement that you have to get out of the show with people thinking you're a good person.
Yeah.
And we kind of saw that from all angles. Like, we saw everyone trying to make their bed for their post-show life. Like, even Brendan said, we're leaving on our own terms. You're living on your own terms as they're chasing you up the stairs?
With
like,
pitchforks. Not.
With torches.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so we're watching you lie to us. Like, we're going to see later in the episode that there's more of this that happens, but Demi's doing that too. Demi's trying to say, they're taking up spots. It's like, no, Demi.
Oh, she also
says,
you came
here and banged a dude in 4 minutes of being here. You had some options.
You had your chance.
like Natasha's reasoning is good and just, and you sit there being like, yeah, Natasha got fucked. And then you see Jasenia and Demi try to like co-opt it to have their goodbye story be a little bit nicer, a little bit better. And it's like, nah,
yeah.
They all do it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm surprised Demi didn't leave on her own accord when she realized that
she wasn't going to leave. She's probably under contract. And she was like, I want to be on for a certain amount of episodes.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was probably up. And she's like, well, see you later.
I mean, this has done wonders for Natasha because
wonders.
She, like, especially in regards to followers, because she was at like 190 last Monday. And I just looked and she's at like 444.
Yeah.
Everybody loves an underdog. Everyone loves being a part of the story. I mean, also, she's great. Like, she's been fantastic. I mean, it's got to put her in some sort of running for Bachelorette in
it
the future,
must.
No?
It has yeah. to. I mean, she's also like at the appropriate age, she's 33. That was also like the heartbreaking kind of aspect to this. So it's not just like, oh, she's some like 23-year-old girl that just got her heart broken by whoever, but like she's been doing this she has paid her dues. She has dealt with all these like shitty guys, got screwed over again. Like, she needs.
Well, that was the thing. The minute Brendan and Piper get in the car, they showed Natasha talking about it. She's like, they're gone. And they just show Natasha, 33. And you're like, why? We don't need to. Why do we have to show this now? Like,
we don't need to. We know.
The editing.
We know.
When Tammy was crying about her birthday, and she's like, and it's on my fucking birthday. And they changed the 25 to a dink 26 underneath it and
I
made the sound.
That. That's so funny.
I was
the
like.
Editing is.
Tens across the board. I mean,
imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Chirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Chirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10.
So do we want to get to Tammy now, or Marissa and we have, or Marissa we can, and Riley? Yeah,
we can quickly talk about how Marissa and Riley are out of control. Like,
I love it. I love it. They
Wells the, watching the, them.
Yeah, Wells is like,
God bless.
In Sarah Hyland's home, this would never go over.
Yeah.
So, but it was. I liked, to me, whipped cream is one of those like. That's like the first thing you bring up, like when you're like 21 and you're like having like a significant other for a while. You're like, what should we do? Oh, whipped cream. It's like this, like kind of like, you know, like I never saw the sexuality in it.
No, and I'm lactose intolerant.
It's also like not as hot as you would think it would be, because then it's like, then it's sticky because it's not.
Yeah.
It's, then you're sticky all over on your face. On
no.
Your chest.
Yeah. I don't want fucking
his toe
like.
It's probably covered in sand now. Just
I thought they kind of brought it back. I like the element of choosing a body part.
That was
out
fun.
Of the bowl. I thought that was fun. I gotta get like I never saw whipped cream being it outdid my expectation. I'm with you guys where it's like whipped cream's not a great fun event, but they made it fun. I was on board for them.
I really like them as a couple in general. I love them. I love that they're like obsessed with each other and
me too. But did you watch the preview for next week?
We can't get ahead. I couldn't believe that in the preview. But I
oh yeah, she goes on a date. Say,
but
Marissa
I did,
is sexy.
And well yeah. when Wells was like, the beach is disgusting. This beach is covered in shit. Like Wells was like, I don't even eat off of glass plates. I insist on a fresh paper plate every time I eat here. Like, was the vibe. But yeah, I mean, Marissa and Riley, I would subscribe to the OnlyFans.
I would too.
Here's the other. I would too. And I think the other thing that like kind of frustrated me, like all of them, it was very like middle school. They're like, where's Marissa and Riley? It's like, you know where they are. They kept doing that to them, and it's like, they're fucking. Why don't you work your own shit out? Why do they keep doing that?
I did like Tammy's joke when they come back. Brilliant. When they're like, we're celebrating. She's like, what, a baby?
That's fun.
That was really funny.
That was good timing. But do you think they also, when they came back, do you think they also, like, I saw Riley's shirt was like mismatched buttons. Do you think he did that on purpose? Not trying to like break down like funny things, but I couldn't help but think that and question it and be like, oh.
I think they're going at it. I think that those two are like,
I think, yeah, going. Maybe a producer was like, mismatch the buttons. It'll be
funny.
I mean, if they know to switch the age on Tammy, then they might know that too, I guess.
So, yeah, then we get to Tammy.
Now, Kay, is this going to be tough for you to talk about Tammy and her display on this episode?
No, I mean, this is definitely, I was shocked. I was shocked.
So I think it's important to remember everyone is sleep deprived.
Yes.
Because I was like, this is an insane reaction.
Yeah, I mean, she like, it was very dramatic because, I mean, the way she said, she was like, you're my best friend. Like, and then he was saying, I don't see like, this view, whatever. And then she was like, well, what can I do? It's like, oh, man.
That was rough. I thought he handled that as well as it could be handled.
Yeah.
Well, this could all be said. Like, I think it has to be acknowledged Thomas's reputation. But in this case, like, he could still be a liar, asshole, cheat, whatever he is, but none of this was about him.
Right.
Like, this whole interaction, like, both can be true. He could still be someone who is, you know, this person that everyone's talked shit about who says that isn't who they say they are. But Tammy, she was doing every maneuver, and I'll say this as a straight man who has ended relationships with straight women before. These were all like, I mean, the best friend thing, the why are you choosing someone else over me? Like, mm-hmm. It was all kind of, it felt like all maneuvers to make him, to give, like, to kind of like, because she kept saying, I feel dumb, which everyone feels dumb when a relationship ends. Everyone does. Like,
but she also probably felt dumb for being like, yeah, go with Becca. And I think him and Becca are still together because everything on Instagram alludes to it. He, like, in his story right now is something about Becca. In a way that it seems like they're still together. So,
but them being still together has nothing to do with Tammy being like,
no.
Tammy saying, you're my best friend, that is a tactic to make him feel guilty about ending things with her. It's like, Tammy, you found a best friend in a week? I mean, she might have been drunk, but I mean, at the same time, like, it is such a glaring maneuver.
Yeah.
That, like, really, I was just like, ugh.
Well, also, she's like, it's my birthday, but I'm like, but it's the rose. Like, there was no other day he could have done it.
Yeah. Well,
there was no other day.
You know how many times I've been told, this is my how could you do this on a Thursday at 3:00? Like, it's all, that is, these are like classic.
But my sister's wedding is next year.
Exactly. You know, and Honda days at our local dealership is right around the corner. You know, like, I had like a PTSD of every breakup I've ever gone through because you're my best friend. How could you do this on this day for whatever reason the day is? Who else is there? It's like none of these are relevant to, hey, this just isn't the match for me, which is what Thomas was saying.
No, and then you add on, all the like surrounding, like aspects of it, like Chris, you said, like sleep deprived. She's been sweating for 3 weeks straight. Like, they're been drinking. Like, it's, and then so it elevates everything else that you're saying and makes you think and feel crazy things. Because you also, my whole thing is with these relationships that we watch being formed on this show, it seems so unrealistic to be like, oh, I want to get engaged to this person after a month or whatever. But if you have nothing else, you have no phone, you have no TV, you have nothing to distract. The only thing you have is what's in front of you and these people. And the only things you guys have to talk about are your relationships and then the person that's sitting right next to you. It's kind of like, no wonder.
It's a pressure cooker is like the whole setup, because it is true. Like, think about a normal relationship. Like, in a matter of 6 months, you probably see someone as much as you do and they do in 3 weeks on Paradise.
So this is one thing that I thought about Piper. What she said was, she was like, we just wanted to like really focus on our relationship here. And yes, like they should be doing this outside, like in actual reality, to make sure that like they can survive in reality. But I mean, this is a place to completely hone in on that other person at the same time.
That was the one relevant Brendan Piper point.
Yeah, the only one.
You could tell that they had like worked that point out after, in retrospect. They're like, oh, wait a minute. This is the only time we could spend together. You know, like you could tell that was like something they deduced after getting in trouble.
Because they don't live in the same city and all that kind of stuff.
And this is a free opportunity to like hang out.
I wonder if they're still together, because she had posted something about like, remember, I'm not an extension of Brendan. And I'm like, I wonder if this went down and she was like, I'm not.
We're actually like, not together anymore. How awkward, you know? How awkward is that going to be if final rose comes around, after the final rose comes around, and they're not together anymore after all this?
Oh, I forgot about after the final rose.
After all this.
Okay, so then we get to the rose ceremony, speaking of after the final rose. And they let Natasha stay.
I was like crying.
I was until they brought out doctor, I was like, oh, this is really nice. And then I realized, like, oh, this is all a setup because they want Dr. Joe and Natasha to hit it off. Natasha's like the only single person on the beach right now.
Yeah.
They bring in Dr. Joe, who is Brendan's like best friend.
Bestie.
They're like all
over. I didn't realize they were close.
They're like best friends all over Instagram doing like dance TikToks together and stuff. And so I'm like, this is fucked up because, yeah, and then exactly what happens. But before Dr. Joe comes, we have Blake, question mark.
Oh, okay. So, Blake.
Did you guys know who he was?
Yeah.
I didn't have any memory of him. I remember making fun of him, but he only was like a one-nighter, right?
I think he was a one-nighter, maybe like two. The only reason I knew him was because he was like friends with my ex, Matt. And I remember Matt being like, oh yeah, my friend Blake's going to be on the show. And I was like, okay, where? I haven't seen him but he lives in Scottsdale. And so he's friends with like Damar, who is making an appearance next week. But like, who is this? I still don't like know or why he was chosen.
Because Tia was like, Blake was who I really was hoping to see here. And I was like, what?
Well, also like you begin to wonder, you're like, what relationship is kept up with the producers by this guy? Like, you were on one episode of a season years ago at this point.
Right.
Like, how do they remember this guy?
You know what I wonder? If they were like Tia and Becca and people who are like bigger in the world were like, who would you like to see there? And then if Tia said, you know, Blake, whoever, that's probably why they got him.
They ask when they ask you when they're like reaching out to different people to be on the show. They'll reach out to like the main people that they want, that they definitely want. And then they'll be like, who would you want to go on the show to see? Like, who would you hope was there? And then they start reaching out to those people and organizing it accordingly.
That makes some sense. And also, if you want to get someone like Tia on, you want to get someone like Becca on, like, that's kind of what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go on. I felt like they really didn't have
much to talk about.
Yeah, it felt just very
Well, it felt like Tia and him just, Tia was just like, he's fucking hot.
Yeah.
She goes, there was one part there on the date. She goes, you know, you got tattoos and a body and brains. She was just saying things. Like, it wasn't like she was like,
she's remembering those anatomy courses.
Yeah, right. So it was like, it was one of those things where you're like, I think this is just someone, I think they just have a very big physical chemistry.
Yeah, I agree.
And she starts saying her vagina's dancing, and you're like, I don't know how many descriptions you have for you. She had China pot last week.
China pot.
She has her vagina dancing this week. She really is in touch with her vege.
Her vege. Add to the list.
I know. How many ways can we say
yeah,
geschloppis? Then we have James, the weird like storyline of James just being sad.
He's kind of just like a floater.
I feel bad for him. Like, how has he gotten so far with just friendships? But
he must be a good dude. I mean, like, him and Aaron do have this like very like nice relationship. Like, you could see it's like a real friendship the way they hang out. And you could see Serena like saying like, man, James has gotten the wrong end of the stick. And it's like, I don't feel so bad for him. Good looking dude. He's going to be fine. He's obviously not Tia's type. Like, that's the other thing. Like, going back to like Tammy being like, is it because of someone else? And it's like, I mean, you could do that to yourself, but like, Tia's like tatty daddy the minute she sees this dude. And then you look at James and he's like, nope. Like, he looks like he's like from the, you know, the 20s or something, you know. It's like, you know,
well, he even says, he's like, I don't want to get tattoos.
Yeah. So I he just looks like a bouncer from DJs at the Jersey Shore. But
he posted a picture the other day of his hair not gelled back, and he looks so much better.
Wait, I know. And the caption was like, "This is why I never don't gel my hair." And I'm like, "You look so good.
This looks amazing." Oh yeah, here.
Like, he looks 10 years younger.
Like,
he does look a lot younger.
So hot. Hello? He also gives me Brendan vibes, but...
But the editing, you know, something that was so good this episode, like, they just show James, like, sitting there looking at everybody, and they just show everyone in the most love you've ever seen. Like, people making out, like it's two people, like, hugging, another, like, someone's, like, proposing, and he's like, I guess it's not gonna happen for me.
It's like that episode of Full House where they have a makeout party, and all the high schoolers are just, like, paired off making out in the same room. That's the whole vibe of Bachelor in Paradise.
100%.
Yeah. And Kenny and Mari. Kenny says, I guess, after everything he says. Like, he'll be like, yeah, I'm, like, into Mari, I guess.
How about Mari going to the room that Kenny banged Demi in? Like,
fuck. Or it's a power move. Being like, you know what? I got this too. And like, also, you know,
I read that the only place where there's air conditioning is the boom boom room.
Oh, so, then I'd be fucking every night if that was the case.
Right? I would be like, yo, let's pretend. I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, want to go and just lay next to each other in the AC? I mean, Mari to me is delusional. She has many comments that you're like, she has rationalized her and Kenny. She goes, did you hear? She goes, you know, Kenny and I are the only ones that have gone through something here. It's like, yeah, all the other couples wish that they had gone through what you went through. Like, what are you talking about?
What, like four condoms? That's all they've gone through. I can't.
Yeah. Weirdly, I feel like they're good for each other because they're both like similar in the way they communicate and talk and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they have to be good for each other. They're telling each other, like, it doesn't seem like they have much to say. All they've said is like, you're the best thing that I've never didn't think it'd be this way. And you're like, all right, okay, go along, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a little bit, this is really mean, but they're a little bit like seat fillers at the Oscars. Like, there's not a lot happening.
That's a great comparison.
But they need somebody there. And then we bring in Joe Park, who was the first person announced on Paradise. And then they brought him in pretty towards the end.
I mean, we're at the end of the line here. This is my thing with the whole, like, coming in at this stage. It's like, for what? Like, what's your end game here? Like, what are these people here to do other than like just stir up shit? And Joe's not the one to stir anything up.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know, if the goal is to like, hey, like to me, I guess engagement gets brought up, but like to me, like the goal is you meet someone new and you go home and you try and start a relationship. Like Joe seemed like he was pretty serious about getting to know her.
I thought so too. And I do think that when Natasha was like, his demeanor completely changed when I said that, like the thing about Brendan, and you could tell because he was like, there's no rush to get into anything here. And you can't blame him because the same thing, like if we were on Bachelor in Paradise and I like knew Kay was there. And then when I got there, they were all like, Kay was a fucking monster and did all of this. And I would be like, oh, no.
What?
Because it's like, I don't want to talk, you know, so.
And you're also going to have a relationship with Kay when you get back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was a shit move from the producers.
I agree.
They knew what keeping Natasha. Because, whoa, they were going to bring in Joe, and then what couple was going to falter because of that? I don't know. I don't know.
And also, like, in what world is Joe being, like, finding that out, going, okay, that, you know, how are we going to, I mean, he literally said, my Brendan.
Yeah.
My Brendan. Ooh, that was cringe because, and you saw Natasha, like when he said that, her face kind of like dropped and she was like, well, another failure. Like that's because you're not going to win over the bro. If there's anything I've learned, like with this bachelor stuff, you're not going to win over the bromance. You're just not like he's not going to be like, oh, well, I really like you, Natasha. So he was such a dick. Like, that's your best friend.
Love conquers all. Nuh-uh.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. So Joe and Natasha even says after, she was like, well, that's over. That's canceled.
Yeah. I mean, I think Natasha's probably going to be
Time
solo. Yeah. Unfortunately, but hopefully we see her again
as the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
she'd be a great Bachelorette.
She would be great. Okay, then we have Serena and
Joe.
I thought this moment was beautiful when Joe's like eating a burger and fries and it's falling out of his mouth while he's talking, and she's and she's like, whenever you eat, it falls out of your mouth. And he's like, ah, oh, don't say that to me, Serena. That's my biggest turnoff on a woman. And she's like,
well, he does talk like that. He's such a, like, his accent
like,
is
he
crazy.
Talks like such a grandpa. Like, there's like mayonnaise and french fries falling out of his mouth while he's talking.
Yeah, he's very caveman-esque. I mean, even in that scene, he's like, I'm going to have a mimosa today. It's like, okay, dude.
There's just so much mouth, I think. There's just so much mouth. So many teeth are happening. I don't think he knows where to, like, what to do, how to handle it.
And then they say they're falling in love with each other.
Which everybody on Twitter is, like, gagged and loving this.
I don't think they've had sex yet.
I don't think they have either. But I just think there's something about this that's not quite right. I think there was too much bullying from her in the beginning. I just don't see, I don't know, maybe I'm being like,
I don't know. I think that they're still together.
I think that they're still together too. I just don't see it. I don't know why.
Kay,
I just don't see it.
Kay, I'm with you where I don't see it. But they did play this up, like, until this last episode, I didn't see it. And now you're seeing them, like I didn't think Serena was in it as much as she seemed this episode. Like, it almost like she turned a corner on, like, this is it. And I didn't see it until this episode. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this, like, you know, I don't know. It does. I'm with you. I don't. It doesn't, like, I'm not, like, blown away by their love. I'm like, no, I don't know.
It's like comparing, like, when you see them and then you see Riley and Marissa, and it's like,
Yeah. I don't know, though. Riley and Marissa are burning too close to the sun, or flying too close to the sun. That it's too hot, too heavy, too soon. It's not going to last.
I'm with both of you. I think you're both right. Like, these two don't look like they're going to last for two different reasons. I think, Chris, you're right, where it's like, this is a sexual relationship that, you know, they can move on to the next person very quickly. And then the Joe and Serena, I'm like, Joe is my age, and I'm like trying to think of him, like, of like relating to 24-year-old Serena on a beach where I was, I don't know, I guess you put yourself in the shoes of the people. I'm like, I just don't see how that happens.
I don't see it. I mean, I'm happy for them. Like, I don't hate the relationship. I just truly, I am struggling to wrap my head around it.
And then Kendall watching this.
Yeesh.
And then the cringe, this is my cringiest moment, is when Ivan tried to kiss her in this moment.
Literally, that was...
Ooh, read the room. It was
What I couldn't understand, why is Kendall just watching them from afar? Like, at that point, get up and go to the bar. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, and it, to me, if I'm wondering, I'm like, why would Ivan make such a stupid decision from such a seemingly smart guy
bad.
And to me, I was like, maybe this is the only way to make her feel better. Like, is that what he's thinking?
I feel like he wasn't registering what was going on.
Something was like really off with him reading the room and him. I think he thought like, yeah, maybe this will make her feel better. Like, here, you can make out too or something. You know, like,
yeah.
She was like,
this quite bizarre.
Not it.
And but he also, was like, but also. Oh. But also Kendall, the whole episode, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously we're seeing an edited version, but like this only became an issue when they're in the beach telling each other, I love you. Like she was with Ivan the whole day. Like they were, it didn't seem like there was like any, like she was watching Joe every minute of the day. But
I also don't know when Kendall and Ivan became a thing. I saw them and I was like, what? So when he did make the move to like kiss her, I was like, what? Like if my best friend like leaned in to kiss me out of nowhere, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Well, they showed them making out earlier.
Oh, yes, I must have missed that one part. Yeah.
But it was still terrible. And then it kind of ends like that, like with Kendall storming away. We don't know where she's going to go. The credits roll and Aaron is listing the facts of paradise, which I was obsessed with. I'm like, this, he hates it there. Every single one. He's like, it's hot as shit. Fact. The
no I one's actually I, in love.
Yeah.
Fact.
I haven't slept in days. Fact. Like he's just like talking about why it's awful.
I'm sleeping in sandy bed sheets. Fact.
Yeah, I thought that was good. And then the preview for next week, we won't skip ahead, but it looks like it's gonna be a good episode.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into our categories.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather get COVID on your birthday or dumped on your birthday?
Fuck.
Dumped.
Yeah, dumped.
Yeah, dumped.
Because you can COVID, you got to stay inside for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you like could die and you can't breathe. Tammy was like, "It's worse." That was very. Yeah. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
Damn, that sucks though.
Good for
her. That's tough. All right, would you rather go on Bachelor in Paradise with Brendan, like knowing all this is going to blow up, or get a master's in marketing?
I feel like neither is helpful in a life situation. Yeah. I guess have a master's in marketing. At least that's something to put on my resume.
Facts.
Yeah, I'll take the resume item. I don't think Brendan's going on my resume and helping me get a job.
No.
Eat whipped cream off of Riley's toe, or have sex with a guy in the bed he had sex with someone else just days earlier.
Am I into the guy?
You're into the guy.
I feel like I've probably done that without knowing many times.
Fair.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's fair.
So yeah, maybe the sex. The toe just feels like I'm asking for... Like, I don't know. I'm going to get sick.
I mean, I would, if it was Riley's toe, not on the beach, yes. On the beach, no. But like, if it was like he had popped out the shower, whatever.
Immediately out of the shower, hasn't put his foot down on the floor yet. But,
yeah.
Definitely
toe. Get out the whipped cream.
Like, I'm like, feet don't bother me, but like dead crabs do.
Nothing more sexy than, hey, take a shower first, then I'll put the whipped cream on your toe and
absolutely.
Then get back in the shower to get you.
Yeah, I'm like, if you could just do like a foot bath.
I take showers before I take baths. Like I'll shower first and then I'll get into the bath. Even though I don't love a bath, like I don't like the way my ass feels on linoleum.
I hate baths. But,
you would take a shower before the bath?
Absolutely.
Not after?
So yeah, that you're so not sitting in the gross water.
Soaking in my own filth.
Oh, I would take a shower after the bath if I were to take it. I'm not a bath person. It's not like
I'm not a bath person either. But
yeah,
yeah. I'm not a bath person. I'm not even like a hot tub person, really.
Ooh, I love a hot tub.
Like a hot tub.
I love a pool.
Love a pool.
Okay, I added a new segment this week.
I love this.
Weekly crush. Who is our weekly crush? And it can be like platonic. It doesn't matter.
I said Aaron. I've been liking Aaron more and more each week, and I was not expecting to.
Okay, I had Aaron, and then I changed it because I was like, that's so dumb. But now that you're being brave enough to say Aaron, I brave. Will also say Aaron.
Yeah, I think he's just like, at this point, I really thought his date with Chelsea was like silly because it feels like he's never been on a date before. But he seems like into her, and I just think he's funny. And it's like, I love watching him just do his own thing, like eat by himself on the side, and just like, he's kind of just living his own life, and I love that.
Yeah, same.
I had Tia mentioned earlier for, and now with her newly found doctorate.
Yeah.
You're obsessed. I'm
more infatuated than I have ever been with anyone in my entire life.
Okay, cringiest moment. I feel like we've already talked about a lot of these.
Yeah,
we all have Kendall's kiss and Riley and Marissa having sex on the beach.
How is the kiss will live in my memory forever.
Yeah, same. Okay, in lieu of talking about Kay's weekend, let's discuss Bachelor in Paradise Canada, which is Bachelor in Paradise with some people from America, some people from Canada, and some people from nowhere.
From like Bachelor Nation, like fans.
Yeah. Which,
where are they doing this? Where is Paradise, quote unquote?
Paradise is in Canada, but it looks like it's on some sort of like a lake, like they're camping.
Like a lake house type.
Yeah, like a lake house kind of thing. That's what I think that this is. It's not like Mexico. It's like a camping situation. So for me, that's an immediately no.
See, for me, I'm like, that is paradise to me. I would rather do a lake in Canada than go to paradise that we're watching.
Well, the AC situation is just immediately 10 times better. Like they're getting, you know, lake winds.
They're just shivering at night once the sun goes down.
Listen, easier to get warm than to get cold. But I would say that, what do you think of the angle of having a Bachelor Nation? Like, what? I think what this helps is the whole problem they're having this season. The whole problem of relationships forming before. If someone comes out of nowhere, are they to an advantage or a disadvantage? Like, if you came out of nowhere, like, and you came late, you know, that would be,
it's like
harder.
Sort of like
in
fresh
Joe's
meat,
position,
though.
Would be
like
harder.
Like the new shiny toy. I think that's kind of a cool angle. But I do remember this was the problem with Listen to Your Heart. I mean, amongst a million other problems with Listen to Your Heart. But like, we didn't have any connection to those people. Like, we didn't have any, I didn't care about them. I'm like, why am I watching this? I don't care about their relationships because I don't even know who they are.
But for the same thing, like Love Island is literally Bachelor in Paradise with strangers. So I think that Listen to Your Heart was just not a good show. And like, we didn't care about those people.
Listen to Your Heart, also the premise didn't make sense, where it's like they had to fall in love and be good at music together. Like,
yeah,
wasn't. Yeah. Like they didn't really think it through. I think in this scenario, you're like, hey, who on this beach do you want to fuck? Is pretty plain and simple.
Yeah.
Like
straightforward.
Yeah.
Well, Kay, you have a couple of friends on the show and more, if I'm not mistaken.
So we saw that Brendan was on the show. Obviously, I am jealous. That's fine. And then, but also, I have dated one of the guys who's been on the show, and I did not realize that he was going on the show.
So you dated one of the Bachelor
Nation,
quote unquote, people.
Yes.
And how long did you date for?
It was not long, but we hung out like for 2 months, like all the time, inseparable. He's the best guy. Literally have nothing bad to say about him. But the reason we stopped seeing each other is because he had to move back to Canada because of his visa.
Oh.
So he had to go back to Toronto. Well, but this was also the day he left was the day I started working at Betches. So it was a while ago.
How ironic.
Oh, this is, so this is years
ago. This is 2017. It was my first time. Like, it was when I first came on, like, working full time at Betches, but he like left the same day that I was starting.
So I'm looking, you're obviously on good terms because I'm looking at his Instagram. Yeah. Can we give this out?
His name's Joey, by the way.
It's Joey. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. I'm looking at a picture, a gym selfie shirtless, where
no.
And he wrote, haven't posted in 3 months. So here's a cringe mirror selfie to get after it. And then the first comment is K York City. And it says, adds to Spank Bank. This is from 3 weeks ago. So I guess you guys are still on good terms.
Definitely. Like him and I still talk. We're still friends. He came to New York a few times, obviously after he left, and we saw each other and hung out. He's like the nicest guy, but like hillbilly Canadian.
I love that.
Is that why he went mustache kind of goatee look for the promo picture?
I guess. I don't know. But like you'll hear it in his voice. Like you hear like Brendan and Blake, like how they have like they have their Canadian like about and all that kind of stuff. But Joey's voice is like it like hurts the ear because it's like super Canadian, but it's also like. Like super country, like hillbilly.
So you're speaking my language. This is my type.
So, what do you think he's gonna do on the? You think he'll do well on this show?
I don't know because I see him kind of being. I feel like he's going to do well with the women, but end up fucking something up in the end. And I think the guys are going to hate him.
Oh,
like I think the men will hate him, but I think the women are going to like him. He'll probably meet somebody, but I think he's going to end up fucking it up.
What does he do? Like, what's his job?
He's a model and he acts. He's an actor and a model. I don't know if he's doing anything different now, but that is what he has been doing.
So he's going on the show for the total right reasons.
Correct. I mean, I was like, I saw this and I'm reading and I'm like clicking through. And first of all, I saw him and I was like, you're kidding. And then I was like, Bachelor Nation, because it doesn't say like what season he's from. I was like, what do you mean Bachelor? I was like, does he watch the show? Has he seen this? Because I... don't know. I was like, I don't remember him ever being a Bachelor fan, but maybe he is now, question mark.
You also wonder how much the producers find people, because I've heard from a lot of people who've been like, I got a DM, like I should apply for the show, whatever. Mm. And they were like, this is the setup. You're a Bachelor Nation person, you know? I don't believe anything that happens.
I'm excited to see what happens.
That's
though.
An easy thing to sell.
But I told Kay she should Heather Martin his ass and show up to the lake
if
house.
If I would have known ahead of time, like when they filmed this, I would have been like there in a minute. And then obviously Brendan would be there and I'd have to be like, oh my God, hey, and then I'd see Joey. I would love to go up there and like just blow up paradise.
Kay goes there to blow up paradise for the guy and ends up fucking giving her rose to someone else.
for sure. But so
are we cheering for Joey?
Yeah, I think we should cheer for Joey, but I don't know how we're gonna watch it because it's on City TV. It's like on Canadian channel.
I'm sure we can find it somewhere.
We can. Well, there's a way.
There's like a Canada's Drag Race and like a UK Drag Race, and I very easily access them.
Oh, great! But I was like, I definitely want to watch this now. I was like debating on it before, but now I'm like, well, I'm for sure watching this.
I'm willing to bet Brendan will FaceTime you every episode just to make sure we could talk about it on this podcast.
He wants to come on the podcast, so I would love now that he's on Paradise Canada. maybe we can have a little chit chat about it later. And then tonight I'm having a little paradise reunion of my own. Trey and Connor B are in town.
Party.
And then Christian, who was also like that really pretty blonde guy on Katie's season who didn't really get any airtime. And then
wait, which one's Connor B?
The guitar player. Hello.
Okay, that's who I thought.
Yeah, the one who plays all the music. Yeah.
See, I blocked him out.
Yeah, you're over it. And then and then Kyle, who was also on Katie's season, who didn't get any airtime. They're all four are in town tonight. So we're going to have a little paradise of my own.
Ew. Well, I guess we'll have something to talk about next
week.
Stay
tuned. Yeah, and I'm going to Vegas this weekend, and I'll be in New York next week, and we're going to have a K's night out, so get ready.
Jesus
the three
Christ.
Of us.
Here we go.
I have to re-up my prescriptions. All right, guys. Who gets the rose?
Mine is going to Lil Jon. Him coming in at the end was such a fucking, like, refreshing moment, and just being like, yeah, let's fucking shake this champagne and spray it all over everyone. Mind you, I would be pissed off if somebody did that to me. It's probably like 1 a.m. and I'm getting sprayed with champagne.
I also thought it was odd they didn't have Titus do like a farewell speech.
Oh, he just left.
Like, and all, I mean, Titus, everything he says, he's auditioning always.
Yeah.
It was great.
I said Mopey Joe because he has a 25-year-old and a 23-year-old girl both pining after him on a beach in Mexico.
When he has poo falling out of his mouth and
yeah,
Crocs.
The guy's and his nickname is Grocery Store Joe. The guy's doing something right.
Something.
Yeah. I had Riley's toe and whipped cream. They won the week.
Honestly, true.
Amen.
All right. Well, we will be back next week, one episode. So this will be, we'll have a nice little break on Monday again, but make sure you guys are following us at The Bachelor on Instagram, Bachelor Pod on Twitter, subscribing to our weekly newsletter at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Betches.